A man went to the horse track to bet on the horses, and he noticed that there was an elderly Monsignor, a priest, who would walk among the horses, and before each of the individual races, he would bless one of the horses. And this man noticed that the horse always won. So it came down to the final of the 10th races, and the man said, "I'm going to put all my money on the last horse." So he very carefully watches the Monsignor walk by and give a very lengthy blessing to the horse for the last race. The last race took place. Not only did the horse not win, it collapsed and never finished the race. Afterwards, the man who had lost all his money found the priest and said, "I watched you very carefully. All the horses that you blessed won except the last one." And the Monsignor said, "Obviously, you must not be Catholic. You don't know the difference between a blessing and last rites." In today's gospel, we have the 12 apostles driving out demons and anointing the sick with oil. See, this is one of the scriptural references, one of the two references in Scripture where the apostles used sacred oil for the anointing of the sick. As again, it's very important to look at this because this shows, again, that our Catholic faith goes back to Christ and the apostles, that the Lord established 7 sacraments. And we are so blessed as Catholics to have 7 sacraments, especially this one called the anointing of the sick. Now, in our church, we're very blessed to have this beautiful display to the right of the baptismal font, and that's called the ambry. And in the ambry are placed the sacred oils that are used in the sacraments of the church. There are 3 oils that are used. The first one, and the most important one, is the one on the top shelf. It'll say SC on it, which stands for the Sacred Chrism. The Sacred Chrism, as well as the other oils, are blessed by the bishop on Holy Thursday. The Sacred Chrism is a mixture of oil and perfume. It's used first in the sacrament of baptism. After a baby is baptized, they're anointed on the crown of the head with the oil of chrism. And that reminds us that they are now royalty, baptized members of God's royal family, the church. Then 13 years later, chrism is used in your confirmation. Remember, the bishop anointed you on the forehead and say, "Be sealed with the Holy Spirit." Then it was used in the, and still is, in the ordination of priests. After the priest is ordained, the priest holds out his hands and the bishop blesses the palms of his hands with the sacred oil of chrism. And then it's also used in the dedication of churches. You see where these 12 candles are around the church? That's where we anointed the walls of the church with the oil of chrism on the day of the church's dedication. And you remember the bishop poured chrism on the altar, and then he consecrated and dedicated this altar for the worship and the honor and glory of God. So that's how chrism is used. The other oil that you see there, it says OC for the oil of catechumen. The oil of catechumen is used also in the sacrament of baptism. Right before the baby is baptized, the priest or deacon anoints the upper part of the chest with the oil of catechumen to strengthen the child who is about to become a Christian and about to become a member of the church. And then the third oil is the oil for the sick. And that'll say, OI, for the oil for the infirm. And again, this is also blessed by the bishop. And this is what the priest takes when he goes to the nursing homes or goes to visit the elderly. And he anoints them with this oil. And this is done for, first of all, for the healing of the person, if it's God's will. This anointing of the sick is, again, something found in Scripture. We have it in today's Gospel, Mark chapter 8. It's also found in the letter of James chapter 5. It says, "Are there any sick people among you? Let them send for the priests of the church. Let the priests pray over them, anointing them with oil in the name of the Lord. The prayer of faith will save the sick person, and the Lord will raise them up. If they have committed any sins, their sins will be forgiven them. See, the anointing of the sick also takes away sins. Now, in the old days, you used to be anointed on the eyes, the ears, the mouth, the hands, to make up for the sins of our senses, the sins of our sight, the sins of our hearing, the sins of speech. Since 1974, after Vatican II, Pope Paul VI renamed the sacrament. Instead of it being called extreme unction, which meant the final anointing, it was now called the anointing of the sick. It's the same sacrament, but just a different sort of angle. It's like a different emphasis, that it's not only for those who are dying, it's also for those who have a serious illness. You don't have to be near death. It's for those advanced in age, or for those about to enter into a serious surgery. So again, you don't have to be near death to receive this anointing of the sick. Nowadays, the anointing is done on the forehead, and the priest says, through this holy anointing, may the Lord in His love and mercy help you with the grace of the Holy Spirit. May the Lord, who frees you from sin, save you and raise you up. And as he says those last words, he anoints the palms of the individual. So they're anointed now, instead of the eyes, the ears, the mouth, the hands, they're just anointed on the forehead and then on the palms of the hands. The only exception, if it's a priest that's sick and being anointed, he is then anointed on the back of his hands because the palms of his hands were already anointed at his ordination. But everybody else who's not a priest would be anointed on the palms of the hands, but the priest would be anointed on the back of the hand. This is a wonderful thing that the church has done to rename this same sacrament of the extreme unction to the anointing of the sick, because it does encourage people to receive it early in an illness, not to wait to their dying breath. For example, it's best for people to receive this anointing while they're still conscious. That way they can go to confession, they can receive communion, their viaticum, their last communion, and to help them prepare their soul for heaven. Now, can a person receive the sacrament if they're unconscious? And the answer is yes. If they've gone into a coma, or if they're unconscious, they can still receive the sacrament. The priest still anoints them, and provided they have not placed an obstacle to forgiveness, this sacrament can wipe away and absolve and remove their sins. If they had, let's say, wanted to be anointed before going into the coma or before getting into an accident, if they had sorrow for their sins, then the anointing of the sick does remove sin and absolve sins. It's one of the great blessings of the church to have this sacrament of the anointing of the sick. What happens if the person has just recently died and the priest gets there within minutes or very close to the time the person has just died? Can the person still be anointed? The answer is yes, because you never know exactly the moment when the soul leaves the body. So you would still anoint the person. If it's been a few days, obviously you would not anoint the person. If they've been dead a few days, for example, the priest just does other blessings and prayers for the happy repose of the person's soul. So it's important to be anointed, if possible, while the person is still alert and conscious, because it's a sacrament for those that are alive, not for those who have passed away. And fortunately, the mentality is now changing, where when somebody gets anointed, they don't think that they're about to check out. You know, in the old days, when the priest walked into your hospital room, the person says, "Oh, I don't want to see a priest because then I'm a goner." Right? But luckily, nowadays, people realize that to be anointed does not mean you're on your dying breath or that you're going to die. It means that you want to receive the blessings of the church, the blessings of Christ. And the effects of the anointing are very powerful. As I mentioned, it gives an increase in sacramental graces. It can give spiritual healing, can strengthen the soul, and it can absolve sins provided that the person has not placed an obstacle to forgiveness. When a person is anointed, not only can it take away their sins, but it can also and does remove all temporal punishment due to sin, which is a tremendous blessing. Imagine gaining a plenary indulgence, for example, on your deathbed. Imagine having not only your sins, but all the effects of your sins, the temporal punishment, wiped away. What a great blessing that would be to receive the apostolic pardon at the moment of your death. So the anointing of the sick helps a person, obviously, physically, because oftentimes there is a physical healing that takes place when a person is anointed. I've seen this myself. In many cases, somebody is near death, dying, or has just died within a second or two, and they're anointed, and they revive, they come back. And sometimes they are physically healed. Now, the person will be physically healed if it's God's will. If it's for the benefit of their soul, then God could allow a physical healing. But even if there's not a physical healing, there would certainly be emotional healing, more courage. The person would receive grace and patience to carry the cross, to bear their sufferings. They would be given this emotional healing of greater confidence in God's love and mercy, greater hope for eternal life, and strength to resist temptation. So I encourage you to realize that this sacrament is one of the best reasons to be a Catholic. It really is. It's one of our greatest blessings. And if you have a parent or a grandparent or somebody that is going into serious surgery, or somebody just advanced in age, or somebody that has a serious illness, try to get them anointed sooner rather than later. Sooner is always better. When the person is fully awake and conscious, that is the best time to be anointed. I would even recommend that you would get one of these little medals. You can get a medal, and this little medal is called the four-way medal because it's shaped in the cross, but it has the miraculous medal, the brown scapular medal, Saint Joseph, a few other saints on there. And on the back it says, "I am a Catholic, please call a priest." Isn't that great? Many people who, let's say, are in an accident, the police officer or the EMT see this, and then they call the priest. I've been looking around for one that says, "I'm a priest, please call a bishop," but I haven't found one yet. But you can also get a little holy card to keep in your wallet or your purse, again, that says, "I'm a Catholic, please call a priest," because this anointing of the sick that we read about in today's scripture is such a blessing for us as Catholics. God bless you.